Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. Another potential city worker strike was averted as the city came to terms on a tentative agreement with its white-collar workers union, District Council 47. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details.
The union announced the deal at 5:30 a.m. after a long night of talk stretched into the early morning hours. Now, a few hours later, Mayor Parker, in a statement, said the deal was good news for the members of DC 47 and the taxpayers of Philadelphia. Parker says it's a three-year deal, and if you include the one-year extension that DC 47 signed last year, then the workers are getting a pay bump of 13.5% during her term in office. Now, since the workers got 4.4% this past year, that means they would get about 3% a year going forward. That's 1% more than the city's previous offer, which the union said was unacceptable. It's also well short of the 8% a year they were fighting for. And it's also not clear if the union got what it wanted when it comes to health care and work and scheduling rules. The tentative deal comes just hours after the union finished a strike authorization vote. Union officials were encouraging members, these are social workers, librarians, parking authority and housing authority employees and others, to vote yes so they could add a potential strike to their negotiating tool belt, which they ended up not using. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Elsewhere, Governor Murphy issuing a state of emergency in New Jersey where last night's heavy rain caused major flash flooding. Parts of North Jersey got 6.5 inches of rain in just a matter of hours. Video shows cars on the Jersey Turnpike near New York driving through several inches of water. In our area, heavy flooding was reported on roads in Levittown, Bucks County, and Pottstown, Montgomery County. The storms also caused problems at the airport last night as there were dozens of cancellations and delays at Philadelphia International this morning. Philadelphia Congressman Dwight Evans made his first public appearance in the city yesterday since announcing that he will not seek re-election next year, and he shared the stage with one of the candidates running for his seat. But Evans says he's not endorsing anyone in the primary. The details from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Every time Calvin called me, no matter what, wherever, I showed up.
Congressman Evans showed up for Housing Authority President Calvin Jeremiah again to help cut the ribbon on 2000 Ridge Avenue. Evans said he was feeling excellent about his decision to retire at the end of this term.
I always pass it on, right? Got other people who can pick it up and do it. That's important.
There are no shortage of people interested in picking up where Evans leaves off. One sat next to him on the stage, State Senator Sharif Street. Evans says he's not endorsing a successor, which Street says he respects.
He is a deliberative man and want to earn his support like every other constituent in the district.
State Representative Chris Robb is also running, and Dr. Dave Oxman, an intensive care doc and professor at Jefferson, has declared his candidacy. Several other elected officials have shown interest in the seat, too. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And lastly, dozens of homeless cats and dogs from flood-ravaged Texas are up for adoption at the Brandywine Valley SPCA. The story from KYW's John McDevitt.
Two rescue flights recently arrived in the region with a total of 33 cats and dogs that were already in the shelter system in Texas before the floods. Erin Johnston is a spokesperson for the BVSPCA. She says the animals are up for adoption at the Westchester PA and the Newcastle, Delaware facilities, as well as the Animal Adoption Center in Lindenwald, New Jersey.
And we're helping our partners in Texas by moving some of these animals into our locations so that they're able to welcome animals that were impacted by the storm and hopefully help those shelters reunite these pets with their families.
Like most shelters, the BVSPCA is full, and adoptions, donations, and fosters are very much needed to support this mission. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.